In this video, we're going to demonstrate the process for sharing your driver with another hardware partner through creating a shipping label for resell. As you can see, we're already logged in and ready to start, and we'll get started by clicking on the ID for My Trackball at the left. That'll load the My Trackball driver details, which we covered in an earlier video in this playlist. For this video, we'll scroll down to the bottom, the distribution section, and we'll click Create New to get started with our resell. Clicking Create New will load the new shipping label form, and the first step will be to give your shipping label a name, in our case, Resell to Contoso. This name is simply for you to find and search for your shipping label in the future. The next section, the Properties section, starts with asking us whether or not this shipping label is for Windows Update. In our example, we'll say no because it's a resell, and that'll load an additional two questions for us to answer. First is, who is publishing? This is for you to declare and search for the party that you're sharing your driver with. In our case, we'll start typing Contoso, and you'll see that it filters down to the right company, and we'll select it. And the second option is to require CHID targeting by the receiver. This would force Contoso to apply computer hardware IDs to all shipping labels that they create based on this resell event. In our example, we'll say, yes, we want to require that. The final section is the targeting section, and to get started here, we have to select a driver package. In our case, we'll simply select the original driver package, and that'll load the PNP targeting section. For resell, we're not selecting targeting for Windows Update, but rather the set of plug-and-play IDs that are available to the receiver for them to publish for themselves. In our case, we'll select several and click Publish. Clicking Publish will take us back to the My Trackball driver details, and if we scroll down, we'll see the shipping label that we just created. Scrolling up, we'll again click on Drivers, and that'll take us back to the page we were on when we originally logged in. And we'll log out of our account, and we'll log into Contoso's account. As you can see, Contoso has a notification waiting for them, letting them know that we resold a driver to them. And they can see the My Trackball driver in their driver section. It also has the exact same submission ID that we saw for our own account earlier, and the same name. If we select the ID, that'll load the My Trackball driver details, and as you can see, they see all of the same status information available to you, as well as having the ability to download the signed package, the DUA shell package, create DUAs, and if we scroll down, they can also create shipping labels of their own. In the next video, we'll demonstrate the process for publishing a driver to Windows Update for ourselves.